Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced and you are listening to The Creative Libertarian. This is the first broadcast of The Creative Libertarian and I just want to introduce you guys to myself. My name is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com and basically what I am is a libertarian activist. I like to refer to myself as a creative libertarian, aka creatarian, and if you want to learn more about what creatarianism means, go to creatarian.com. Now, I wanted to start doing this weekly podcast just to kind of talk about the week's issues and sort of more reflect on current events instead of reflecting on more conceptual stuff like I do on my YouTube videos. But as far as what I do as my day job, I'm an instructor. I train people to do securities licensing, whether it be Series 7, Series 52, Series 24, etc. Now, this gives me a great opportunity to express libertarian ideas, economic concepts, etc. into a huge audience. So that's been a lot of fun. So I've gotten to promote a lot of this stuff to the masses over there on Wall Street. Now, also just a couple things that you should check out if you find the kind of things I say interesting is if you don't already post on RonPaulForums.com, you should check that out, RonPaulForums.com, also known as LibertyForest.com. It's a great forum of liberty-minded people. So if you want to get involved in activism, you couldn't find a better place to get involved at. My website's alexmerced.com. I have playlists for videos in every issue you can think of, and I reflect upon them, etc., etc. It's kind of what I'll be doing in this podcast, except here I'll be reflecting more on current issues than talking more about the historical context and the philosophy and the economics and all that stuff. So let's reflect on what's the big issue these days, and that's the GOP 2012 primary. Now, the big news is we only got a few people who've actually thrown their hat in the ring. So let's see here. You have two of my favorite candidates, which is Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, both very liberty-minded candidates. I make no reservations that I will be pulling the ballot for Ron Paul come the primaries, but they're both great candidates. If you prefer one over the other, just keep advocating for them. You know, the more right now, both of them combined take up 9% of the likely Republican vote. So that means there's 91% of them, 91% of the vote that they both still capture. So there's a lot of room to go out there, evangelize, and advocate for these two candidates without necessarily having to go at each other at the moment. So I've done a couple YouTube videos to that effect where I've discussed basically, one, why we should not necessarily work together, why neither both campaigns shouldn't necessarily work together, but they should work peacefully. And also discussing the tactics that it takes to win an election, mainly organizing and education. Because when you got to educate people to get people interested in voting for a candidate, then you have to organize them to make sure they actually do vote for the candidate. Because one thing is people saying, yeah, you know, I'll kind of vote for the guy. But like, for someone to win an election, you actually have to get people excited enough about who you are and what you represent to actually get out and make their way to the polls. Okay, if not, you lose. Not because you didn't have enough people who agreed with you, but because you didn't have enough people excited enough to actually go out and vote for you. And this is essentially the issue that the Republicans have. There are current frontrunners, Mitt Romney. Now, yeah, Mitt Romney is a fairly not objectionable candidate, but one, he disenfranchises a lot of the base who aren't very enthused about him because of Romney Care, basically the health care bill in Massachusetts. So it would make it very hard for them to muster up the kind of voter enthusiasm to get enough people at the polls to counteract the kind of enthusiasm that a lot of young voters have for Obama. Thinking of young voters, the only candidate who was able to demonstrate on the GOP field enthusiasm from young voters was Ron Paul. So it'll be very interesting to see if they try to capitalize on the enthusiasm of Ron Paul supporters this time around instead of trying to rub it under the or sweep it under the carpet. So far, there's been a fairly positive response to Ron Paul's running in the race. Now, the other big news was that Haley Barbour dropped out of the race. Well, he was never in the race to begin with, but now he's officially no longer speculating that he might win the race or run in the race. Now, why is that interesting? Because Haley Barbour is very connected among the GOP elite, the very elite money centers, and it's highly speculated that he's going to put his weight behind Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, which changes the calculation, or at least the political calculation for Mitch Daniels. because if Haley Barbour were to become Mitch Daniels' campaign manager or heavily involved in that campaign, he could get the GOP establishment heavily behind Mitch Daniels and also making funding not a problem for his campaign, which could easily push him up in the poll numbers very quickly. Other interesting candidates is you have Herman Cain. Herman Cain is very interesting. He has this he definitely has a lot of intense support already among sort of the more conservative Tea Party crowd, sort of like the Sarah Palin, Alan West type Tea Party crowd. A lot of people are trying to advocate for an Alan West, Herman Cain ticket, Alan West being the congressman from Florida. Partly, I think, one, they're solid traditional conservatives and fiscal conservatives from the point of view of what conservatives you typically vote for. At the same time, they counteract since they're both black, they counteract the accusation that most Tea Party voters are racist. So a lot of Tea Party people are getting behind Herman Cain, even though a lot of them want Alan West to get in on the race, which I doubt will happen. But again, Herman Cain's getting a lot of that sort of momentum. So he's already at 4% in the polls, considering no one knew who he was a few months ago, which is pretty good, none the least. I think he might be a factor later on in the race. You have John Huntsman, who really there hasn't been much talk about, not Patel recently, now that he's finally back from China, and now he's officially resigned from the White House. We'll see if he actually ends up running a race, but he'd be the other Mormon in the race, the first Mormon being Romney. Now, he basically has all the same qualities as Romney, except he doesn't have the Romney care baggage around his neck. And from what I've heard, he apparently has a good record from his governorship when he was also a governor in Utah. So those are things to look into for his candidacy. Who else you got? You got Tim Pawlenty. Tim Pawlenty is sort of the unobjectionable meh candidate. Okay, there's absolutely no real baggage. The only real baggage he has is that he was a proponent of cap and trade back in the day. Now, to appeal to the conservative base, he says he's against cap and trade. But other than that, there's nothing really too exciting to say there. You have Rick Santorum, who's sort of the very extremely socially conservative candidate of the bunch. He's special. Who else you got? That makes up pretty much the entire party. You also got a couple of other candidates, like Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana, and then you got former Republican consultant Fred Karger, who's running as the first openly gay Jewish Republican candidate. Okay? So he's extremely interesting. He's already polling 1% of the polls. Surprised he's even polling 1%. And he's a very interesting candidate to watch. I'll definitely be watching him more for the amusement to see if how a campaign like that can how it can fly in the GOP. Because he hasn't really articulated his position on a lot of the issues, so I don't necessarily know where he stands. But just by the mere fact of shaking up and making the GOP establishment very uncomfortable, I hope his campaign makes some splashes over the next year. Far as a very interesting character. And there might be some late entrants. You might have a Michelle Bachmann later on, but we'll see. So that's sort of the GOP 2012. There's going to be a debate next week on Friday, May 5th. So I'll make sure to be doing a podcast. Next week's podcast, I'll be discussing that a little bit more and having a little bit more fun with that. So what I'm going to do is leave this podcast off here. Future podcasts will probably be longer than the 10 minutes that this one's going to be. But I just wanted this to be sort of more of an introductory podcast. So thank you very much. My name is Alex Merced. This is The Creative Libertarian. Please tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast. And again, check out my website, alexmerced.com. There's plenty of great videos for you to check out on all sorts of different topics. And other than that, you guys have a great day and good night.